This week, I spent quite a few hours in the confessional. On Tuesday, we had the Sacrament of Reconciliation for our students here at St. Helen School. On Thursday, I had the Sacrament of Reconciliation for the students at Immaculate Conception School. And then in the evening, all our three parishes, Ascension and St. Helen and Immaculate, gathered at Immaculate for the Advent Reconciliation Service. So it was quite a few hours in the confessional. In numerous instances, the sense of relief, the sense of comfort, the sense of peace that penitents experience when I lay hands on them and give them the absolution and then say to them, just go in peace, your sins are forgiven. That expression only I get to see. I'm reminded of this very young girl who came to the confession on Thursday, and she began her confession, just tears rolling down her eyes, and she said, I've just deliberately walked away from God, but I just want this to be okay. I just want this to be okay. At the end of the confession, I said to her, just drop it all here. Just go. Remember that the person who came in is not the person who's going out. And she smiled. That relief, that comfort, that peace, it's also called joy. This third Sunday of Advent, it's called Gaudete Sunday, Rejoice Sunday. And the name comes directly from the scripture readings chosen for the day. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Just proclaiming joy. Today's second reading, Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again. Rejoice. The joy that today's readings is referring to is the joy of God's presence. Did you notice in the first reading how many times Zephaniah says, for the Lord is in your midst. For the Lord is in your midst. That's the reason for the joy. The reason for the joy is God's presence, God's healing, restoring, reconciling, comforting, redeeming presence. So in 3 points, let's connect with this joy. Let's reflect on this joy that God is offering us this weekend. First, the joy of God's presence. Let's reflect a little more about God's presence. Folks, by the way, if you read the book of Zephaniah, it's a total of 3 chapters, and believe me, there's very little joy in that reading, because it's a very difficult book to read. You see, what's happening is Josiah was the king at that time, and there was rampant infidelity to God and the covenant. Rampant infidelity. And through the prophets, God constantly reminded the people that if they abandoned the covenant, that it would lead to pain and suffering. We say that to our children, right? You have to bear the consequence of what you do. Not because God wants to do this, but that's how life is. God warned them, but they did not hear. So while Zephaniah proclaimed judgment and doom for Judah, and that's much of the book, he also announced joy to those who awaited God's presence. A presence that would set things straight. So there were these people who were longing for godliness. To those people, Zephaniah announces that the Lord is coming. The Lord your God will be present in your midst. And that's the joy that Zephaniah wants us to connect with. In reality, the joy that Zephaniah announced was an anticipation of the Lord's presence. And that's where we are. That's what Advent is all about. Yes, we know God is here. Of course, we are here at Mass, the Eucharist. It's the surest sign of God's presence. But we await this final coming of Christ, and we dare to rejoice knowing that we are awaiting our God. We are awaiting Christ's presence, that same healing, restoring, reconciling, comforting, redeeming presence. That's the joy. Secondly, we have that gospel reading from the Gospel of Luke, and you have John almost repeating this warning that Zephaniah gave to the people of his time. I'm calling John the Baptist the Zephaniah of the New Testament, because his words were rather strong. He says, his winnowing fan is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Not easy words to hear, but John does proclaim that the Lord is coming, and when the Lord comes, judgment will be here. Now, these words were once proclaimed to the people who awaited the Messiah, and today these words are being proclaimed to us. What is John saying? Advent is a time to set things straight with God. We get lost in all the glitz and the glamour of the season, but really Advent is a call to set straight our things with God. So as you go about with your preparation for Christmas, take a glimpse into your heart. Take some time to look within. And we ask ourselves as we introspect, where might we be subject to both God's judgment, and where might we be able to receive God's mercy? So it's not like God makes no demand on us. Yeah, because God is merciful, God is kind, God is compassionate. God will forgive us any sin. But that does not mean that God is not also challenging us to grow. It's not that God doesn't make any demands on us. So where might we be subject to God's judgment and mercy? Where do we need to set things right with God? Where is that? Joy awaits us if we long for God. Joy awaits us if we long for God's mercy and God's presence. Joy awaits us if we are willing to set things straight with God. Thirdly, this is the irony of our Christian faith, and you might find this strange. But setting things right with God always ends up having to set things straight with other people. That's how it works. There's no I'm okay with God, but I can't be okay with you. That just doesn't exist in our faith. When John announced the coming of Christ, the listeners asked a crucial question. They said, what then shall we do? That's the gospel reading, right? What then shall we do? Surprisingly, John led them to the people that they needed to set things straight with. Here is John's reply. Whoever has two tunics should share with the person who has none. And whoever has food should do likewise. Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, Teacher, what should we do? Soldiers also asked him, and what is it that we should do? He told them, do not practice extortion, do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages. They were coming to be reconciled with God, but John actually led them to the people, because that is where reconciliation often happens, with God. So in my second point, I said, look within. Where is it that we might require God's judgment and mercy? I think in my third point, I want to ask you to look within yourself and ask yourself, who are the people that John the Baptist is leading us to? Who are the people that we need to set things straight with as we try to set this straight? Who are the people? There is joy awaiting us at the end of Advent if we set things straight with God and with people. And if we don't, what's the point of Christmas?